It's time for our documentary of the week from Tom Powers and Rafaela Nehausen, co-founders of the Doc NYC Festival and the Pure Nonfiction Podcast. Here's Tom with this week's pick.
The Iran crisis.
In 1979, a reclusive woman named Marion Stokes began videotaping TV news shows in her Philadelphia home. Her project grew to record 24 hours a day on 30 different channels, accumulating 70,000 VHS tapes. In the film Recorder, The Marion Stokes Project, her son Michael describes her motivation.
She understood that this was changing. The speed of news was increasing and that you'd find news in places that you wouldn't have found it.
Filmmaker Matt Wolff delves into Stokes' complex character. She dabbled in communism in the 1950s and had an FBI file, but she later came into immense wealth. In the 1960s, she was a regular participant on a Philadelphia talk show as a black woman with a contrasting viewpoint from the white speakers.
You talk among yourselves in a technical language, which is to exclude the rest of us from being able to evaluate in terms of reality, our lives. You need to deal with people who are living a different reality than yours.
Stokes grew more eccentric in her later years. She enlisted her chauffeur and other helpers with the demanding process of taping. Her nurse, Anna Lofton, explains.
She couldn't leave the apartment without having a tape in. And if we came in and the tape stopped, she was upset too because she didn't get it all.
Stokes died in 2012, and her tapes were in danger of being lost. But this film ensures that her unique archive won't be forgotten. Recorder, The Marion Stokes Project, opens at the Metrograph Theater this weekend. For more information, go to wnyc.org/docs.
The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruption.